views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hi, everybody. This is actually Nadia Angelini today, subbing for Dee again, which is such a joy for me to be with you guys. Really excited to be here. I love being here at the middle, beginning of the month. I actually had my show yesterday. Most of you know me, but I'll give you a little bit of introduction. So, Dee and I have been working together since 2004. We're on the same page about everything, but I work a little differently than Dee. Again, most of you know me, but, you can ask any specific question you want. I'm here to help guide you towards your highest manifestation, your highest joy, whatever it is that is important to you. Also I do general readings. So if you're like, hey, I don't know, I just feel off today. Can you help me see what's going on in my energy? Happy to do that too. So wherever you guys are at today, I'm here to be of service to you. Very exciting. You can find me at intuitionbynadia.com. I do a monthly energy update. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of that today. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because I know a lot of you listened to my show as well yesterday, but I think it's important to see the energies coming in right now in the month of May, especially, and going into the summer. So if you want to sign up for my newsletter, you can email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com and I'll happily add you to the list. Okay. So guys, it was funny because what I do is before the show, I meditate on the energy of whatever group is listening. And so I'm going to talk to you about May and the energies coming up for everybody kind of universally and mostly for our collective group. But when I checked in with you guys specifically, there was this big drain on all your energy. It was almost like I wanted you to ask yourself, what's draining my energy? Is it, you know, money? Is it my family? Is it the daily stuff I feel like I have to do? Is it my job? Is it my stressing about the political situation, which is really easy to get distracted by. So I just want you to be aware of that today, of like, where am I allowing my energy to get pulled and drained? Because the most important thing is for us, when we are in alignment with spirit and alignment with ourselves, things flow for us, things go better, our body responds better, all of that. So I just want you to be aware, because that came in for this group specifically. So April was a crazy month for a lot of people. There was a lot of ups and downs. So you're going to find May to be a little bit more stabilizing, a little less intense, but there's a lot of change and a lot of fluctuation going on for people. So if you are resisting change, if you are one of those people that are resisting the changes going on, it's going to get really uncomfortable because change, your body's wanting to change, the energy is changing, and we have to go with it. So if you're in a job that you hate or at a place that you hate, or whatever it is, it's only going to get bigger and it's going to cause more anxiety because change is ready. We have to go with it. And it's scary because a lot of us are moving into places of the unknown. We don't know where we're headed. We don't know what the next step is. We don't know what the solution is. But, and that's the scariest thing, especially if we have a lot of physical issues, because I'm hearing a lot of physical issues from a lot of my clients, because the emotions that have been locked in our body cannot stay locked in anymore. And that's the new vibration right now, is that everything's coming out in the body. And so being really paying attention to the messages our body is giving us around anything. And I'm happy to help you guys with a lot of that stuff today. If you notice something in your body, there's an emotional cause. There's an emotion that's stuck there that needs to be moved through. There's an energy that needs to be moved through. You may notice that a lot of you progressively, and this has been going on since 2012, have been getting more and more sensitive. And that might mean one day you want to punch people in the face and the next day you love everyone and love life. There's this sort of up and down. And I use my toddler, my son, as an example, because if you watch a child and if you watch our instinct as people, when we come into this world, we feel everything big, we feel it in the now, and we move through it quickly. And that is the energy that's how emotions are meant to be felt. So if you feel something big, that's okay. Our sensitivity right now is through the roof. So you just go, wow, I'm angry. And that's okay. What does that make me know I want? And I said this on my show yesterday, you guys, this is the question that we have to keep asking ourselves. Whenever we are faced with something that we don't want or a negative emotion, we have to ask ourselves, what does this make me know I want? By asking that question, we are actually shifting the energy toward what we want by going, I'm letting go of fighting what is, and I'm moving towards what it is that I really desire. And that's what this month is about, getting back to that childlike desire, wonder, excitement. What did I want to be when I grow up? What lights me up? And you know what, guys? A lot of us may have lost track with that or have lost track with what brings me joy. I don't know, like animals, nature, okay, but I don't know what makes me passionate anymore. I've gotten so far from it that I can't even get back to it. So that's something that might be, I want to feel more passionate in my life. What does that make me? I want to feel more excited about my life. You know, so whatever it is, asking that question, because we're getting in touch with, especially this month, there's this really nice sort of wondrous energy of getting excited again about life and about our possibilities, guys, because we can do this. And I'm telling you, we are the leaders. We are the forefront of this energy. So now is the time. Bring your spirit to the forefront. Ask Source to be at the forefront of your life, to be running your life instead of your mind. When you feel overwhelmed, when you feel scared, when you feel self-doubt, what does my heart really want here? You know, really getting in touch with that, because May is bringing this sort of, and I always say it's like spring moving into summer, there's this sort of renewal energy coming in. So if you can get in touch with that, it's really, really going to help you get back to the truth of who you are. Guys, we can be, do, or have anything we desire. And it's really hard because people are not living this way, the way we are. So we are the leaders. The affirmations I got for this month are, every day, I feel better and better. Every day, I feel better and better. I know that the universe is bringing me everything I want in the perfect time. I relax and let it happen. So we talked about this last time I was on the show a couple weeks ago, relaxing our way there, you know, going, oh, I'm just not going to stress. I'm going to choose not to worry about this, you know, because we're taught, I got to wrestle to the ground. I got to worry about it. I got to take action to make it fix whatever this is. And it's backwards, and we really got to start with the energy work first. So that being said, guys, I'm ready to talk to you. So excited to chat with all of you today. And lastly, before I get, Dee wanted me to let you guys know about her upcoming webinar, Wednesday, May 17th. It is the Russia, North Korea, and Freedom. What the hell is going on? If you are called to that cause, it's only $40, and to be a part of that healing, it would be amazing. So sign up for that, guys, on her site, because it's really a great experience. Again, if you're called to that sort of work. Also, she has a little child experience that is a 4-part series that really helps you get in touch with, like I was talking about today, that child part of you, the part of you that knows no limits, the part of you that believes in yourself, the part of you that has wonder and maybe has some wounding that needs to still be released from that time. So those are all amazing series that Dee's offering right now. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so first today I have Anne from Georgia. Hi, Anne, how are you?
Hi, Nadia, I love you.
Aww,
and I
you're
just
so sweet.
Really
I love
would
you.
Like kind of a general reading. I've been feeling pulled in many different directions. And then when I came, you know, joy is my path. All I need to do is follow it, and I'm a great manifester. And there's a part of me came up at the end of looking at all these programs I'm contemplating, and I really got maybe it's time for me to do the sabbatical and enjoy myself. And, and I just would like a reading. I had a two opposing calls. One of them was telling me that, you know, everything is here and everything that's hanging echoes of the past, but it's all been healed, and just to not give it any attention away. And the other one said that my heart was which surprised me, and that there was a block in the middle of it from some painful thing in the past, and she opened it up and said I was good to go. So
I'm seeing a nice flow of energy. Yeah. So first of all, there's a couple things. One, in this case, and this is usually when I see this when people have done the work, and like I said, the energy work has been cleared for you. I don't feel like there's energy to clear. The big thing is you do need for yourself a strategy moving forward. So I'm going to take X amount of time off, and this is what I'm going to do during that time, and this is what I want to feel during that time, and kind of setting up how you want it to go. I do see that money will be okay for you. I do see that you're
I have no problem. I do feel abundance.
Yeah, you feel it. The doors are opening. You know your value. You're doing this to value and care for yourself. The big shift for you that I see, Anne, that is huge, and I want to acknowledge this, and I love getting readings like this for people, is you're really willing to express yourself now. You're in a place where those blocks are gone, and you're able to express your true self now for you. And I want to cry. It's huge. It's really great.
I have problems with that, and I have the high vibration for that. The only thing is sometimes I don't have a voice, and I, you know, especially in the morning.
Yeah, but it's opening up, and that's what they're here to tell me. They literally showed me the throat chakra. They showed me the throat chakra. Your willingness to speak your truth and be who you are is healing the voice.
Great, great.
Yeah, because that's the big
PIA and all the tests dead. But this one that gave me the reading, Mona, said that if I didn't open my blocked heart and let her do the work, that I would just drop dead, you know.
Well, I always feel like, listen, I'm here to help guide people. There's a billion amazing healers, but really you have to be willing to take the energy adjustment, and you have to really allow it and do it. And I think you did. I mean, she can't do it to you. You need to co-create with her, because it's she can't impose on your energy. So you did it too.
I did open it up. I used these processes and opened it up.
Great. Good, good, good. Yeah. I'll add in.
Thank you. So my thing is mostly to get a strategy moving forward. And,
an intention.
Yeah. Elegant Fem call where we set up our intentions for the next 6 months. So in the mind of a lot of it is reunion and connecting with family and friends.
Exactly. And knowing I'm taken care of, and how do I want to feel? That's the only part you're missing, because you get in your head a little bit, Anne. So what you want to do is, how do I want to feel during this time? I want to feel joyful. I want a renewed sense of life. I want to feel vital and energized. I want to be connecting with people. I want to love everyone. I want everyone to love me. You see what I mean? So that's
where you I'm doing Paul Selig, you know, and I get love is I'm going forward. And that's who I am. And I'm here to spread the love and joy. So, yes, I have a lot of that.
Man.
And these thing was mostly I am happy now. And I keep putting that's my main thing is to stay in the now.
Staying in the now, but also going, when we set intentions for the future, we feel good in the now. I want to feel great. Okay. Oh, great. I want to feel great. And then I'm happy in the now. So sometimes it's both. Yes, it's both. What's
happy
in the now?
Yeah, because I've stayed away from going to the future. And
I'm so excited.
Into the recycle, all my attachments I put into the recycle bin.
Keep us posted. Yeah, keep us posted. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Nadia.
Okay. Bye, sweetie. I just want to say to you guys, the ideal place to be is I'm at peace with where I am, and I'm excited for what's coming. That's ideal. Oh, good. We have Patty from Santa Monica. Hi, Patty. So long.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi, beautiful. How can I help you today?
I want to know, I have been feeling really rough this week, are things going to get better? And also, is my dog reflecting this? Because she's scratching like crazy.
Yeah. What I'm feeling is definitely anxiety, okay? So can you tell me, what do you think, you know, and we know this about you. So you're very, you know, the thing about you is you want to take care of everybody. And yes, the dog is just reflecting that anxiety, 100%. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of a negative attachment going on here. So you have a way you want things to go or decided you want things to go, and they're just not going that way, right? It's just not happening the way you want it to happen, right?
Well, there's parts in my life that's exactly true. And also I physically feel awful from this chemo that I'm on.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that you and Anne both, there was that energy of being drained, right? And I think that you were part of what I'm picking up about, this big drain on your energy. They're showing me is this, the storm has passed. The worst of it is over. Okay. So the storm has passed. The balance that you're finding now is between the spirit and your mind, because it's still, you know, we call it, you have what is-itis. You know, you keep looking at what is, and it's what is, and what is, and what is here, and I feel like shit, and what is here, and what is here. So if you can get back to, you know, every time you feel that drain, you know, take a nap, lay down, meditate, ask your higher chakra to open, because this is, you know, a lot of this stuff for you is the draining of the daily life and the anxieties of daily life and trying to move through while you're exhausted physically and your body is working so hard to try to keep you balanced, you know, but you need extra love and care for yourself, Patty. You need extra love and care for yourself.
Well, even on my day off on Friday, I found out that one of my mortgage payments was 2 months behind.
Yeah. I was literally just thinking the money is a big source of anxiety for you, and you feel really powerless over it. And unfortunately, the only thing you can do right now is the energetic work, you know, and the energetic work is, I mean, when I ask if there's anything to clear, I get a no. It's just, you need to start a new habit around it, because this is all familiar. This is not a new, you're not tied to it anymore. They're showing me the ropes have been loosened. You're free, but you need to start choosing new thoughts and feelings on a daily basis.
Okay. All right.
There's a great Abraham meditation. Yeah, okay. And there's a great Abraham meditation that you can get on YouTube for free, and it's on abundance. And if you would just do that every day, just like they tell you when to breathe, and it forces you to focus on your breathing and let go of the momentum of the fear and the anxiety moving towards not having enough money, because the money for you would be a big help, because that's going to really pad everything for you. It's going to give you room to take care of yourself and do all those things.
Exactly. I just want to cry when you said that. Yes.
Yeah, they're showing me a male that's going to be bringing in some money for you. So there might be someone in to come and help you. But I just want you to start calling in your own abundance every day, all throughout the day. Every time you feel that, I'm calling in, I'm embracing it. I know it's there for me. I'm seeing waves of abundance in my life. I want to be taken care of. I want to feel safe. I want to be able to love and take care of myself. I want to feel like I have more than enough. You know what I mean? And that's the train we want to start moving.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Patty. Sending you so much love, sweetie. Okay, next here I have, so many people I know. This is so great. Joy from Cape Cod. Hi, Joy.
Oh, hello. It sounds like you've been talking about me with the last two people.
isn't that always
2 weeks ago, it was a cough and anger. I've done all kinds of things, but it's gone, you know, I'm in pain all over and I'm exhausted. And
there's the drain
I'm
energy that I was picking up from this group.
And I've been doing a lot of work, and I did something quite, I don't know what, this morning, big. And maybe that's what left me so blah today. You know, I don't mean blah feeling, but exhausted like everybody else, I guess. And I just wondered if you had a hint or something.
It feels to me like the first thing that I saw was there's a lot of these, you give yourself a lot of, the words they're giving me are rules or responsibilities. You put a lot of pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not great at going with the flow. Okay.
No, I agree.
So this is kind of the end. This is the energy going, hey, this doesn't work anymore. This control energy, this forceful action energy, it does not work anymore. And so you are one of those people. It's draining you now. It's sucking your energy dry. So it's, when you wake up in the morning, what's your first thought? What do I got to do? I got to get this again. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this.
Yeah, sort of. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So today's going to be a great day. I'm asking source energy to run my day today. I want to feel wonderful today. I want to make wonderful connections today. You got to start your day there. You got to actually do it before you go to bed, because what's happening is you're there before you go to bed and then you wake up and there it is again.
Yes, because it is at night. I wake up in the morning with a headache and all kinds of...
Yeah, so yeah. I would start at night. I mean, my big thing is, and I'll tell you this because, I have a lot of people I speak to every day. So sometimes I'm like, I'm worried about this person will come up, or my son, or blah, blah. And so I'll do a meditation to deliberately release the day because I have a lot of energy I take on throughout the day. And so I'm releasing the day. Tomorrow's new. I want to wake up feeling wonderful. I want to wake up feeling energized. And I do that every night. And then I do it every morning, even though my son wakes me up and I hear him on the monitor and I'm like, okay, I'm taking 5 minutes. He's okay for 5 minutes. Like I need the 5 minutes to align myself and get ready for my day. And so you need to find that time because that's all it is. You have a habit of anxious, fear-based action throughout your day to make you feel like you're doing something instead of really being with self and being with spirit and letting that guide you.
Perfect. Yes. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Joy. Thank you. Bye, sweetie.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Next we have Alberta. Hi, Alberta in Canada.
Hi, Nadia. It's so nice to hear your beautiful voice.
Oh,
it's interesting.
You're so sweet.
Every call resonated with me today. And
you guys are all very connected today.
Oh, really? Yeah. And I think a general reading is fine.
Okay, sure. Let's see where you're at.
I think sometimes, yeah, a general reading and maybe touch on the inner child. Or general reading.
Yeah, okay. General reading, yeah. I mean, you have a very active inner child. She's very aware right now. Okay, so I know this is going to sound insane, what I'm saying to you now. Tell me about your love life.
You don't know how old I am, do you?
I do know how old you are. That's why I'm asking you.
Oh, really?
I don't know how old you are.
No, I don't. How, my lover? I don't have.
Right.
Does that make sense? So, that's the wrong way to answer. I'm not sure what your question. Did you mean a love life?
My question is, do you desire it?
Absolutely.
That's right. So, okay, thank you. Because the reason I'm saying that is because that little girl and that inner child, it's all connected, is going, I want to love. I want to love big, and I want to be loved, and I ain't done. And
yeah,
what you just said about my age, that's the inner child. You know, that's the part of you that, but it's in a romantic love way. It's your one
and I don't,
in right now.
Oh, that's interesting. I think I mentioned to you once where, you know, a person I was engaged to, but we didn't connect, and I don't know where that's going. I have no idea.
Yeah,
what that's
I mean, again, what I'm saying to you is there's a desire within you that you have not completed in this life. And that's the desire that is wanting focus and energy right now because you just really have shut it down.
True.
Based on your age, based on your experience, like, oh, it's just not one of those things that's going to happen for me, blah, blah, blah. Okay, like all that stuff. And your spirit is going, no, I came here to love. I came here to be loved.
What
I want to feel that
emotion. What about the person? The person that I knew 100 years ago, are they still in my life?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
No, I get a no on them. This is a new person.
Okay.
I'm feeling a new person, okay? Hold on, let me just see anything else here. You really got to line up with it because you don't see yourself as having options. It's because you really block it off by going, I don't see how that's going to happen. I don't see how that's possible for me. So you really got to work on the belief around it because I would just start with, I want to embrace and call in more love into my life. And I would start there and then start sitting down. And it's like, what am I really looking for? I'm looking for a playmate. I'm looking for somebody who's spiritual like me. I'm looking for somebody that we love doing the same things, that we enjoy being together, that I'm attracted to, that I feel young around and they feel young around me. And that, you know, sit down with that. And really let yourself want it. This is what I said about this month. Let yourself desire it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
definitely food for thought. And maybe like yesterday you mentioned there were 6 doors that were going to be opening.
Yeah,
so hopefully those doors will.
They will. And that's the thing is it's, you know, it's the money and the love. And
oh,
the same thing. Money and love are the same energy. You know, so when you invite love in, you're inviting money in, you're inviting a partner in. And so that's what you're inviting. I want love in every area of my life. I want to love myself. I want to love who I'm around. I want to love my home. I want to love my finances. I want to find a partner that I love and loves me. And that's, again, the train. It's hard. I mean, listen, it's easy when I say it to you, but it's like, how do we get that self-talk going? We got to get that self-talk going.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm not doing any chat rooms or anything.
Right, exactly. But we're not taught that. You know, I'm trying to teach my son, like, every time he's upset, I'm like, what do you want, bud? What do you want?
Absolutely.
You know, just turning. What do you want? What do you want? You know? You want to feel happy? What's going to, you know, it's we don't taught that. We're like, shut up, stop crying when you're a kid. You know what I mean? That's what we're told.
Absolutely.
Don't get that. Too bad. It's too bad. It's shutting it down. So we're not, you know, we're trying to reopen that channel with ourselves of how to parent ourselves, how to be like, hey, I get it, and that's okay, and I really want this, you know?
Okay.
Good. All right. Thanks, Alberta. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Nadia. You have a great day.
Bye. You too.
Bye.
All right. Next, I have Mary from Maryland. Hi.
Well, hello there, beautiful. It's been a while since I've spoken with you.
So long. Yeah. How can I help you?
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, sweetie.
You really
I'm so
are.
Good.
Well, I was just kind of wondering whether you could shed a little bit of light on the stage that I'm in now, where I'm retiring in 1 week after 34 years at this
wonderful
offer.
Congratulations! That is exciting.
Thank you.
Sorry,
thank you for
awesome.
That. And then we're selling our house right at the same time, and there's a lot of different things pulling me in different directions, and I feel, take a deep breath.
There's that
and,
drain we were talking about. I mean, like, literally every single one of you has this, like, drain on your energy. Sure.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
We're in escrow with two houses right now. I'm pregnant with my second child. I get it. Like, it's crazy chaos. That's the energy right now because there's a lot of change. And
yeah,
that's what I'm
I see
saying
that.
To you is the anxiety.
I just wondered if you could, if you could just shed some light on me. I feel a real presence now of the Mother Mary with me. And I just would like some guidance of maybe what you see in general for me in
sure.
this movement.
Well, the first thing is when you feel resonance with a ascended master, who that's my term for Mary, Jesus, Buddha, any sort of enlightened being that is present with you, it usually means that you're at a place where you're really opening and they're there to help you and they're here to guide you. So if you feel connection to Mother Mary, absolutely meditate with her, ask her for messages and guidance for you, ask for clarity, ask for connection to spirit, all of that. And, you know, obviously she's the mother sign, you know, and she shares your name. Okay, so she's a reflection of you. You know, in a lot of ways. So understanding that she's coming to you because you resonate with that energy of mother. But it's also, Mary also represents this sort of, and I say this lovingly, martyr energy that you do not
want. Right? I don't want to be that anymore.
No. No, so you just want to call in the highest aspects of Mother Mary, highest aspects of the divine feminine that she represents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's three things going on. Number one, you definitely have a lot of anxiety going on. There's just anxiety and fear kind of happening on a daily basis. So the way you manage
that,
well, it's all this little crap. It's all a business going on.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's all the business. It's all the little crap that's just, you're letting it dominate your energy a little bit too much, you know? So if you can just catch yourself when you're worrying about the house or worrying about what's going to happen and, oh my God, I'm retiring and I have to do this and I have to do this paperwork and I have to, it's all that crap. It's all the nonsense, you know, but it's mucking up your energy. So just being where like, I'll get to when I get to it and I'm going to do what I'm called to do today and it's all going to get done and it always works out and I'm in no rush and I'm retiring. That's awesome. And like celebrating that a little bit. You are going to have to find a new balance in your life now. There's going to be a whole shift in the way your energy is balanced. So that's why you're feeling this sort of unease, because you're moving into a new way of being, a new way of living, and you don't know what your place in the world is. It's really throwing you off. Because your job has made you feel valuable, or this is what I do, this is who I am, this is part of my identity, this is my place in the world, and you're being forced to re-identify that right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's where a lot of the anxiety is coming in too. And so I would ask myself, who do I want to be? I want to be an uplifter. I want to be joyful every day. I want to have loving connections every day. I want to be enjoying my life. I want to, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. I really appreciate
good.
That.
Good.
It's funny
thank
that
you so much.
Up the martyrdom part. And I
well,
never,
just a little.
That was,
well, you give up
yeah,
yourself.
But that was, yeah. Whew.
Well, okay. That's been your whole life, is taking care of other people, and this is your turn to take care of you. But your whole role in the world has been, I take care of other people. So now you're like, I'm reworking this, but it's fantastic. This is what you've wanted your whole life. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great.
I'm so excited. Thank you.
Wonderful time for you.
Oh, thank you. It's so wonderful to speak with you. God bless and good luck with everything. And congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you. I'm having two boys. Woo! Bringing in divine
energy.
Oh, my
gosh!
Divine energy boys, let me tell you.
Oh, you're going to have some fun.
That's true. Thanks, Mary.
All right. I love you, sweetheart.
I love you. Bye. You guys are such an amazing group. Okay, next here I have Susan from Niagara Falls. So many familiar voices today. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Hello. How are you? Nice to call you.
Good. It's been forever.
It went off, and I got ended up being last in queue because my one went off. Anyway, I want to discuss. I have been diagnosed with suspicion of malignancy lung cancer. And they scheduled surgery for me last month, but I was really, really sick, and so they had to postpone it. Mm-hmm. And I've been working my butt off trying to get my house clean and my yard work done and just prepare everything. And I'm exhausted, and I'm sniffling, and I had a little minor fever this morning, and I've been all
stuff,
I'm like,
disaster.
What the hell?
It's a disaster. Yeah, so you're one of those people where the body is really communicating with you, right? Okay,
yeah.
So you have a lot going on. And so, Susan, whenever I see a lot going on in the body, it just means there's a lot of emotions going on. And again, you are like, I got to take care of business. I'm going to do the garden. I'm going to clean the house. So you're not really sitting with yourself. And you're not really sitting with the fears, the anxieties, and the emotions that are coming up for you around this. Okay? So they just need to be faced and moved through, okay, because there's a lot of it here. So they're definitely saying to you, your body is trying to connect you with spirit. So like the runny nose, right, the runny nose. And
yeah, runny nose is very stuffy. Like
very stuffy runny nose. That's grief, okay?
Really?
That's unexpressed grief. So looking at what grief is, the lungs are... You know, when you think about an issue with the lungs is not taking in breath, is feeling suffocated, feeling like you can't take in life or live life. There's this sort of stifle feeling when the lungs are affected. Like, I don't feel free to breathe in life. Okay? So looking at where are these feelings, where are they familiar, where am I feeling this? Because the body is processing it for you and showing up as these symptoms.
I've never had the love of my life yet.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend with benefits, but he's not the love of my life.
Well, you're not really
there.
Yeah, you're not really letting it in right now, Susan, because you're still a little bit guarded. Because you have all this stuff going on and it's hard to stay really open when you have a lot of physical stuff going on, you know?
Yeah.
Because your body is saying, take care of you, take care of you, take care of you, take care of you. And the more you love you and the more you listen to you and the more you parent you and listen, hey, what are you feeling? Lung cancer, what are you trying to say to me? Nose, what are you trying to say to me? You know, what's your message? And they're showing me, like, ask your third eye. Ask for the messages to come in through your third eye because you're getting the message. So just ask these symptoms. What do you want from me? What are you here to tell me? What's your message? And move through those emotions and you'll see these stuff will shift.
I have a body book and I got to the core belief of why I got this, which was a time when I was a child and was with a dying uncle who was begging my father to kill him and I was petrified. So that was like the core belief that we're
Well, now
lung cancer.
So
oh my God.
Right. Like I love working with you guys.
So let that go because it's not me.
Right. You did. Yes. And I said, I love working with you guys because you've done a lot of the core belief work. What's really going on is now the new habits or the dealing with the stuff that came up as a result of that belief being cleared. You see what I mean? Because there's an emotional sort of thing that needs to be moved through in order to, and the body is doing it for you because you're like, all right, the belief is cleared. I'm done. But a lot of times you got to move through it if it's a deep, deep, deep thing that's been with you a long time. Some things move through really quickly. This feels like to me is like you got to grieve something. Maybe the losses, maybe the fears that you're never going to get what you want. Like there's a lot of stuff in there, Susan, that you haven't wanted to feel or look at that just needs to be faced and released.
It feels like a lot of crying to be done because I cry a lot.
Yes, exactly. And
it makes me more stuffy.
Yeah, but that's okay because it's going to clear up. I'll tell you. You'll be amazed. The nose thing, if you look at the grieving thing, like in 24 hours, that nose will clear up. Ask the lungs, what nose, what are you trying to tell me? What is your message? And sit with a pen and paper and then let yourself move through it. And please keep me posted. I love hearing about this stuff because it's really powerful when you do it.
Yeah, my fear was that I might get myself sick, but then have to postpone the surgery again. But I don't want to do that.
It's not going to make you sicker. It's going to make you weller. What you're doing is you're getting rid of the resistance so your body can heal itself. Okay, all this stuff is just a symptom of manifestation, a symptom of energy that you've been practicing.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is face it, move through it, and the symptoms will change.
I actually have been like doing things for myself that I love to do without having, thinking about like how much I have to work in my house. I'm like,
exactly.
Okay, I'm going to go out and have fun.
I would literally
right now because
get
I'll
off
be
the
recouping.
Phone with me and do this emotional work, like immediately. Thanks so much, Susan. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Bye, sweetie. Bye. Physical stuff is so tough. Okay, here I have Sarah from Switzerland. Oh, I love Switzerland. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Nadia. It's lovely speaking with you. I listened to your show yesterday for the first time, and I have to say so much of what you're saying. It really resonates a lot with me. Thank you for what you do.
Oh,
love it.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. So glad. Mm-hmm. So what can I help you with
today? Yes, I would love to hear your take on what you see me do for work, for who and how, not now and in the long term, and what the key ingredients are for success this month, because I've been at it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is really interesting, but the first thing they showed me was the freedom to speak up. You're a very smart woman, okay? But you feel to me like you have been in a box. That's the best way I can say it, in a box. And I think that box is both self-imposed and also been imposed on you. It's both. And so this career that moving into is going to be where you are free to speak your real mind because you have a lot going on in there. They do say that you do need sort of a, not a plan, but there is sort of you have to set an intention for what you want to feel like at the job. Because right now the job and the money and the career and all that is great, but it's really more about how do I want to feel? And the first thing I heard is I want to feel powerful. I want to feel empowered. I want to feel like I'm doing something that lights me up. I want to feel like I'm doing something important. I want to feel like you don't just want a career. You want something that feels meaningful to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's the piece that's missing.
Well, I've been building my own business for a while, coaching practice, and it's not taking up. There's something that just keeps me from stepping out fully. But it feels like that's really the path I'm on. I'm not really looking for a job, but I'm looking for a way to make a business, to build a business that's sustainable and it has impact and it's a joy for me to do.
Yeah. So I think that I see you, what they show me is you talking to large groups. Okay. So I think that what's happening is you're thinking smaller. Think bigger. And that's why they're showing you your voice and going across a lot of people. You have a wonderful message. You have a very strong connection to source and intuition and all of that's very strong in you. You just don't have the community support. So you're really doing it on your own. And I think that mm-hmm. that's part of what I'm seeing is you're like kind of by you're on your own, and that's really challenging. So you want to call in your community. You want to call in all the people that you can uplift and help. You want to call in all of your highest gifts and talents because they're there. They're just not, and again, I think it's part of what you're surrounded by. People are not doing the work we're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're kind of, that's why it's not kind of taking off, because you're not really seeing it, which is good because you're here to bring something new.
Mm-hmm. Do you see me do that locally, or do you see me do that
both.
Globally? Because that's what I've been focusing on.
Yeah, I'm seeing both. I'm seeing, when you said globally, that's where you're going, for sure.
Yeah.
Globally is more where you're going. You got to,
yeah.
And this is the thing. There's still this thing of you're like, oh, well, I don't know how to figure out how to get the money, and I don't know. So if you can open your heart to your highest, most expanded career, where, and again, I would sit down with this and show me every day the steps I need to take to it. Bring me the right people. Bring me, because I see you, there's a community of people. What I mean is people that are on your team there to support you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're moving forward. Let me just see. But again, I see you in like an auditorium speaking to large groups. Okay, not like what, you know, and good. This is going to help all your finance, and it's definitely, you don't have to worry because it is going to turn around all the financial stuff that you're kind of going through. That is going to be turned around. That's in the process of being turned around is the way they show it to
mm-hmm.
me. Like, this is already shifting, so keep doing the work you're doing around the money because it's shifting.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. Thank you. They just told me. I'm willing to speak my truth to the world.
Yeah.
Can you feel the fear in that a little bit? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where the resistance is. I'm willing to speak my truth to the world. Girl, I get it. I'm with you. I'm on the same page as you. But that's where you feel the resistance, right? So that's what you want to move to. I'm willing to speak my truth to the world. I want to be all that I am. I want to feel powerful in all that I am. I want to be making money and uplifting people and helping the planet shift. You want to be a part of that.
Yeah. Mm. Can you see what some concrete specific things are that I can start doing this month?
Literally, when I tell you every day, and this means every day, every morning, you need to sit down, check in with you, check in with your anxieties. Because you run anxious, Sarah. You run anxious, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of
yeah.
things going on in that mind. You got to clear that stuff out daily. Because all you got to do is stop doing the stuff you're doing that's keeping your train from moving where you're supposed to go, okay? So you just got to clear resistance every day. Okay, so I know what I don't want. What does that make me know I want? I'm open today. Show me a miracle today. I would love to connect with new people today. Show me the next step to take, source. I'm listening. I'm paying attention. I'm willing to speak my voice. Well, today I'm not willing, but I'm willing to be willing, or I want to be willing. You know, you start with where you are, but this is going to be, it's going to be like a 30-day process for you to shift this energy because you have a lot of habit. And you don't, like I said, you don't have support. You're doing this on your own. You have spiritual support, but you just don't have support.
So
you got this.
Yes. Yeah. Do you not see me do one-to-one work because I've been focusing on one-to-one work, but also group
work
is coming
too.
In?
Yeah, I think one-to-one is fine. It's just not your, you were saying your ultimate calling, your ultimate career, because one-on-one is not going to bring you
mm-hmm.
the abundance you're asking for. And it's just too small. It's thinking too small. Like I said, you're in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to think bigger. You start there, of course, start with individuals, but... You know, it's just like Abraham Hicks. They started doing individual readings too. And now they do, you know, they're around the world and
yeah.
doing, you know, workshops and stuff. So it's more of that kind of a thing.
Can you see something specific that's in the way, or is it just really just the
daily
work
resistance
to clear?
And fear of putting yourself out there. I would actually re-listen to what I said because when you re-listen to the show and listen to exactly what I said to you because it's all there.
Okay.
It's hard for you to hear it because you're listening to it. You're on the phone with me, but I said it all. So re-listen and go, oh, okay, that I heard it now. Okay, that I heard it now. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Sarah.
Appreciate
it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You guys are such a cool community. I adore you guys. Okay, next here we have Kathy in Seattle. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Nadia. Great to talk to you.
You too. How can I help you today?
Well, a couple things came up, but one of them was I had an issue the last time I talked to with my lower leg. Well, that actually cleared up within a couple of days. And then just last week, I'm not sure what happened, but then my right knee started acting up. And then I did some work around. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And then it's been better, right. But I wanted to make sure that it's actually cleared up, that I'm not going to actually create that again. And then also
you're
about...
So I love how you're like, I'm on it, girl. I'm on it.
But the other thing is if it's part of what, because I am working on getting and finding the miracle, as you put it, a miracle of my own place. And I'm not sure if maybe that's what happened was I started focusing on creating that, and then my knee started acting up. It's like, no, you're not going to do that.
Well, the knee is, the right knee is like male action energy.
Right.
So you're going, I got to action my way there. I got to be in this sort of doer. And again, this is where you and I are a lot alike. Like, you know, we want to get it done. What do I got to do? Let's clear. Let's get it done. You know, it's like, that's like, I'm the same way. But the right knee is going, hey, you're not allowing enough. You're doing too much.
Well, I feel like
you're
not
allowing
enough,
more.
Actually.
Yeah, I know. And instead, you have to allow more and do less. Very challenging for us. That means, you know, just like anything else, and I say this to everybody, when it's, you know, Abraham, I went to the seminar in January by myself. It was so wonderful. And one of the things they were saying, and this is exactly it, and it's hard to explain. I want to be ready because it's like we don't get everything at the same time. So it's like you don't have like meet a partner, get pregnant, have a house. It's all at the same time. It's like you meet someone, you go on dates, and then you move in together, and then you buy a house. You know, all these things kind of line up, right? And it's the same thing with everything. And what's happening is you're trying to force the lining up. Do you know what I mean? When your energy and your knee is going, you're forcing it. No, stop. Allow more. Energetic work more. Energetic work more. Knee is ego. Knee is I'm going to make it happen. Yes, you are a master manifester, but guess how you're going to make it happen? You're going to meditate it into happening because it's just going to light up in front of you. And that's the part you don't get yet. It will light up in front of you. Bring in the solution. Guess what I got to do? Feel good. That's it. That's my job. You know, especially for people like you and I that are actually
impatient. Yeah, impatient.
I want it yesterday. Yesterday. And as soon as I do that, I'm in resistance.
It's okay.
The time, you meet people when you're supposed to meet people. As soon as you forget you're looking for someone, then you meet somebody, right? Because you let it go.
Right.
It's the same thing. So you just, it's just a little more allowing for you. And that's all the knee was telling you. The knee is like, let go. So if you feel that twinge, all right, I'm letting go. The knee will go away in like 5 seconds.
Right. Okay. All right. So it's the same thing. And then I guess it's just for me, it's like, well, let me come up with different scenarios. And that's the control. That's the control part that is happening.
Totally.
Like, I'm coming up with different scenarios.
I got it. Yes,
girl.
I know. I'm the same as you. So I really, it's a struggle for me too.
Right. Okay.
But I know from my own experience what works.
Right. Okay. Well, that clarified it really well. Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thanks, Gabby.
Take care. Love you.
Bye. You too. Love you. Oh my God, you guys are such an amazing group. Okay, next I have Charlene from Pasadena. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Nadia.
Nice to see you.
I'm new to you. Hi, I'm new to you.
I just heard you last time
that you were on Dee's show. I have had a rough year and a half, and I just want to move forward. So just a general reading, anything that you for me would be really helpful and appreciated.
Sure, sure. I know this is going to sound weird, but could you give me the month and day of your birthday?
Today.
That's what I thought. I was so bad. I was like, a feeling birthday. Good, May 7th. Okay.
You know,
so
I asked for that to come through, and amazing.
Because I was like, why is birthday coming in? And, you know, sometimes I ask people's birthdays, but I haven't done it in a really long time. And I was like, why am I feeling this strong birthday vibration from this woman? Okay, my son's was yesterday, so I love Taurus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I love me some Taurus. Okay, so good news. Anxiety is on the way out. Yay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so that is definitely, you've turned a lot of it around, okay?
Oh, that is really good news.
You still got a lot of you guys have this. Okay, so there's this money thing that's really annoying me around this. This is stressing me out around your energy. And really feeling like, girl, you are just doing, again, this is such a theme with you guys, doing it all on your own. You're not really letting in the help that is available to you energetically or physically. You are, as a result, and I'm going to cry when I tell you this, you are more empowered now due to this horrible time you've been having the past year and a half. The access of strength inside of you and power and desire for joy and freedom is larger than it's ever been.
Yes.
Okay. Which is, I get chills, wonderful, because that means you are opening to this. It's hard to embrace the hard times as knowing that they are putting things in your future that are wonderful, because when we know what we don't want, wow, do we know what we want in a big, powerful way. So you're, there's this sort of money stress that is actually opening up to a blossoming of abundance for you in many areas. So there's a lot of stuff moving out and you're moving into a good space. Your challenge right now is to really find that powerful place and call in all your helpers. That means my spiritual helpers, my physical people on this plane. I'm going to let people help me, because mama, you have done it on your own for a long time and you're tired.
Yep.
Okay. So, and I get it. I mean, this has been your modus operandi probably your whole life, you know, of you're a very caring person. You genuinely love to take care of people, and you care about humanity. You care about animals. You care about people. You know, you have a lot of love. Unfortunately, you haven't given it to you. And so it's shifting though. This is, you know, you've shifted it. So does that make sense?
It does, absolutely.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, first of all. Great day. Birthday is a great day to set intentions for the year. Who do I want to be? What do I know that I want? What am I calling into my experience? What do I really desire? I'm ready.
Okay.
You know, it's a new year. I'm ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only, you know, I have one specific question just about.
Sure.
I keep thinking about moving from where I'm at, but I may need to be here for a while. I'm not really sure. Do you have any information?
You know, my saying is, when in doubt, stall. Okay.
Okay.
It hasn't lit up yet. They're showing me that you will know so clearly when it's time to move that there will be nothing stopping you. Okay,
that's what I'm asking for. Yeah, it's for it to be really, really clear.
Really clear. You have a very strong seventh chakra, which is your top chakra. You need to be meditating every day because you have very strong spiritual connection that you need to access more.
Okay.
Very strong seventh chakra, which is that purple light.
Oh yeah. Yeah, purple. I surround myself with purple.
The purple is all around you. I'm telling you, it's like woo, purple, which is great. If it's, you know, it's the violet flame, it's Saint Germain, it's the seventh chakra, it's a wonderful healing color. Use it more, because you're an earth sign. You know, you're Taurus. You're like of the earth, and for you to balance the earth and the spiritual, that's where you're the most powerful.
Right, and I'm not really in nature. That's one of the reasons I want to move. I feel like I need to be in a more natural environment.
I totally get it. You want it. Well, and like I said, you love animals. You love, you know, that stuff fuels you, nature and breathing in the fresh air. And again, you can find it. You're in Pasadena. You know what I mean? We're in California after all. But I think that even you can find the same feeling even where you are.
Right.
And then you will attract the moving into the place. So find the feeling. You feel free. You feel you're not suffocating. You're breathing in the air. You know. So if you can find that now, you'll attract the right place to move to that will enhance that even more.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Charlene, for calling in.
Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thanks. Bye. You guys, unfortunately, we have to cut off the show now. I really wish I could talk to all of you because it's such a joy. I do have my own show, so you can always call in to me. I do the first Saturday of every month You can find it at intuitionbynadia.com, or again, email me at intuitionbynadia@gmail.com to get on my mailing list. Such a joy talking to all of you. Love you guys all to pieces. Have an amazing month. It was a joy to be with you.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.